glory forever. Amen. It is a blessing to be able to share with others the gifts that God has given us. It is a blessing to be able to be a part of the ministry and the mission of Birmingham and Berkeley United Methodist Church. And so as the ushers come forward now, I would invite you to share of your tithes and your offerings that we might be able to continue the wonderful ministry and the work of Christ in this place.
Simply be. Let us bow our heads and pray together. Eternal God, as we come to this holy place, as we gather and center ourselves on you, use also the gifts that we have brought this day. Use them for the purpose of your ministry, to enable the love of Christ in this place and beyond this place. God, use these gifts to your purpose. And God, may the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This week, as we continue our R&R series, we are going to talk about finding rest, finding ways that God can call us to rest and call us to move away from the busyness of life that distracts us from wholeness. When we rely on God and find rest in God, we know that we can live centered on Christ. We hear in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, these instructions. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for all of God's people. Thanks be to God.
And then, fourthly, the man of God will have a devotional life. I read a survey some time ago that said 93% of seminary students in that particular denomination, wasn't the Southern Baptist, did not have a systematic devotional life. If I didn't have a systematic devotional life, I couldn't go on. I couldn't have a ministry. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you're in the ministry for. Because that's where your power comes from, is in your closet with God, in the study of the Word, and in prayer. If our Lord Jesus had to spend all night in prayer.
On this week that we're talking about rest, I thought I would begin by saying, I see you sleeping, and it's okay. If this is the only 10 to 15 minutes of good sleep that you get all week, then God bless you. I plan not to be hypocritical in this message, so find rest in God. I love that video. I couldn't help myself. When I was a young kid, I remember summer so strongly in my memory. I remember swimming in our family pool. I remember participating in some of the community summer plays. I remember going to camp and spending hours and hours outside in the sunshine and warmth. I remember going on family vacations to Gettysburg and to Washington, D.C., and going camping with my family. I remember the absolute joy and happiness of summer. But also, when I reflect on what summer meant to me, I also think about the clearly defined nap time that was imposed in my family. Even for some of the kids, my brother was 5 years older, my sister's 2 years older, all of us had required nap time each day. Each day we would take a nap and we would pause from being in the pool and playing, and we would have this moment to recharge. I remember the nap time because my bed was on the second floor of the house and I shared a room with my brother, and I was on the top bunk on the second floor in our house, and I didn't grow up with air conditioning, so I remember laying against the plaster wall on my bunk bed to try to cool down, and listening through the open windows with the fan running and hearing the sounds of summer. I can see it so vividly in my mind even now. I remember trying to cool off and eventually drifting away to sleep. I never realized that this required nap time was actually a great gift. Of course, as a young child, I didn't necessarily see it that way. But it taught me a little bit about taking time to pause and have rest. And yet, even though it was ingrained into me at a young age, I still today have a hard time thinking and intentionally taking rest. I'm not really sure what age the shift happened where summers become less about play and more about continuing to work hard, more about anticipation of what is coming instead of enjoying the slower pace just for a moment. And so we ask, what does it take to take a moment of pause? We have to remind ourselves that intentional work does have purpose, but busyness for the sake of business is actually counter to how the Bible calls us to live. Instead, we are called to follow the example of Christ and to take rest once in a while. I think of some of the conversations that I've had with my work colleagues in ministry, and when the question of how is it going is raised, it turns into a laundry list of stresses and work expectations that are overtaxing and unhelpful. This is not different from any other job, but it's a little bit funny to hear a bunch of pastors talking about not taking Sabbath. Moving away from that biblical practice of Sabbath, of taking intentional time to rest and taking time to reconnect and connect to God. When we listen to the stories of the Bible, there are countless reminders that we are supposed to find our rest in God. We are supposed to try to live our lives at peace. And we should not be worried, the scripture tells us. We should not be so tied up in the business of tomorrow that we completely lose sight of today. Even Jesus and the disciples in Mark chapter 6 are called to find a place of rest. Jesus says to them after they've been teaching and doing many works in the name of God, so much so that the Bible names, and Methodists understand this, that they didn't even have time to eat. And Christ says to them, come away to the deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. Well, the disciples kind of act like the rest of us in this moment, because as soon as they go across and they get to the other side of the shore, there's a little bit of a gathering, 5,000 people that had gathered to see Christ on the other side. But even Christ tried in the scripture to call his disciples to find rest. And in case you haven't been convinced yet, even in Genesis, even God rested on the seventh day. And according to the Bible, rest is something that we are called to. We can take time for rest and to be with God. Rest is essential to life, and we cannot be fully present for anything until we can find rest. In fact, when we start to think about life, when we fail to rest and connect to Christ, we begin to see what happens in our own lives. When we fail to take time to pause, we can start to see even how the little things in our lives begin to add up. Like every time you get too busy and you forget to call a friend, or maybe you skip lunch at work because you're just too busy to do so. Or maybe you get hangry like me. I don't know. Maybe it's something in your life when you're annoyed by your coworker, and instead of taking the time to just talk to them about what's wrong, you just keep going and you get more and more annoyed. Maybe it's being cut off when you're in traffic. How frustrating. All the little things, they begin to add up. And so even in their individual components, they seem like nothing, when they start to add up, they can have a little bit of heft to them, right? What are the little things in your lives that begin to add up that if you don't take a moment to rest can become more burdensome? We also have those things that maybe are not just insignificant little things. Maybe it's something a little bit bigger, but something that we feel like we can weather. Maybe it's confronting that coworker, but doing it in anger out of the blue and having to deal with the repercussions of it. This is my favorite brick. Says Daniel on it. I got this at Hands for Detroit. Maybe it's missing more family time until your family starts to say, where are you? What are you doing? But you think, it'll be okay. Maybe it's a health issue that's become more serious because you failed to address it. Maybe it's the guilt of you trying to self-medicate in order to fix a problem. When we fail to take time to rest and connect to God, it's easy to start feeling the burden and let it add up. And then there are the things in our lives that are bigger, the things that maybe we understand that we can't fix alone, or maybe we don't have the possibility to. Maybe it is something like addiction in your life, or depression, or hopelessness. Maybe it's the consequences of an act of anger. Maybe it's something that is beyond our control. Maybe it is a health diagnosis that we didn't anticipate. Maybe there's no way to see our way out of a problem. Maybe it's caring for a family member that we've committed to do and yet carry the burden of what that means in our lives. So what happens when we don't take time to rest and let go of some of the things that are happening in our lives? What happens when we begin to carry it around with us everywhere we go? We can get bogged down, maybe even to the point of not being able to break out of it. But the truth is, the good news of Christ is that we're not alone when we have our burdens. Psalm 55, verse 22 in the NRSV says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be removed." And so the first thing that God says to us is that we can take some of our burdens and lay them at the feet of Christ. So God says that we can take some of our burdens, maybe those things that are happening in our lives that really we could let go of if we were intentional about spending time with God. Maybe if we took time to be in prayer or journaling or intentional quiet time to reflect on what it is in our lives that we're ready to let go of and turn over to God. Maybe it's our work stress or conflicts with family or friends that you don't even remember why you're angry about it anymore. Maybe it's patterns of destructive behavior that you don't want to do anymore and you're ready to turn them over to God and say, "God, take my anger, my stress, my self-caused pain. I don't want it anymore. Let me lay it at your feet because I don't need it." God says that we can bring our burdens that we're ready to let go of to God. But that's not the full extent of the good news of Christ. God also says for those things that maybe we're not ready to let go of or don't have the ability to let go of, physical ailment, care for others, addiction, unresolved conflicts, for the things that we cannot see a way out of, the Bible also has good news. God says that we don't have to carry anything alone. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30 that I read at the beginning, remember it says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." All right, I need some help. Do we have someone? All right, Mike, thank you. Let's see. Let's see what happens. All right, I don't actually have a yoke, but I do have, what is a broom handle? And it looks like a yoke. It's like a yoke. So when we carry the burden together, it's a little bit lighter than if we have it alone. It's not even a little bit lighter. It's completely lighter. Thank you. So a yoke, thank you. A yoke is the wooden piece that goes across the oxen or horse that are driving a team together. It's what shares the load of the burdens. And so when Christ tells us in this scripture, "Come to me, take my yoke upon you, I will take on your burdens and I will give you rest," God is literally saying, of all the things in your life that you are unable to let go of, I will carry that burden with you. You do not have to carry it alone. What an amazing image for us. But we have to take time to find rest in Christ, to take all of the burdens in our life and bring them to God and let God be with us, both to take the things that we need to let go of and also to stand with us and carry our burdens with us so we don't have to carry them alone. So I ask you this morning, in this season of life, what are you doing to find rest? What are you doing to connect more deeply with God? What is it in your life that you need to take to God so that God can help you let go of it and carry it with you? So I'm going to invite just a minute of quiet for you to think about how you can take time this week to find rest in God. Let's be in a quiet moment together.